lyrics right through your brain when you hear the saying to be right as rain.
All right.
If you
wanna know
the real deal about the three, well, let me take it with triple trouble, y'all.
Welcome to episode 74 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. And in this episode, we're going to drink five triples.
Five big bomber triples.
Belgian-style triples. We also have...
double triples.
Special guests, Brian and Ryan. Brian Rye.
Brian and Rye.
I'm here for the quintuple triple.
No quadruples, just triples.
Quintuple triple.
Quintuple triple.
Nice.
What rhymes with that? What rhymes with quintuple and triple, Ryan?
Tippling?
Trickle?
No, that's not even a rhyme. That's not, no.
The first beer...
How about nipple?
...is from Samuel Adams... Ale aged in oak barrels.
Watch your eyes.
New World, a golden triple with notes of spice and tropical fruit. Here it comes. Get the cork. I'm working it.
Oh,
it's coming.
Oh, work it, Chris. Work it. Press. Just press. Just rub the knob. Oh, there it goes.
I'm getting that.
That was great.
All right, and it didn't explode.
What is it?
It happened prematurely.
Where did it go?
Ooh, look at that big old puffy head there.
What an interesting bottle. It's,
yeah.
That is a weird bottle.
It's like is that in the shape of a brewing kettle or something?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Almost like a chimney on top or something.
So I got a big old white, big bubbled puffy head. Looks like that thing would rock about.
Yeah. I really like puffy triples.
And the color.
that's more of the puff stuff. Beer.
Right, I gave a little extra head on that to see how rocky it would be and then watch it decompose a little bit.
It's like a dark golden color.
Yeah, I'm getting a...
amber color?
Amber, yeah. Orange. What do you say, Ryan?
Amber.
Remember, the microphone's over there, so...
Oh.
What about the head?
Kind of dark, weedy.
That's literally just white and bubbly.
White and bubbly, very
big
thick.
Big bubbles,
and it's rocky. For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you could carve some statues, some Mount Rushmore into that.
Yeah.
Immediate nose I get is the kind of sweetness.
I got too much here. Hold on.
Bitter.
Here, Ryan, take the smell out of this one. Oh, I did it again. Never mind.
That's all.
That's all.
Wow.
Here.
Hmm. So.
Not fruity at all.
You're a little candy.
Did it say it was aged in oak barrels, which isn't generally the case?
You didn't
even
say what we're drinking.
I did.
Did you? I wasn't paying attention then.
Samuel Adams New World, a golden triple with notes of spice and tropical fruit. This triple was born from the old world. Belgian technique of barrel aging and the new world of craft brewing innovation. With its pale golden color and uniquely refreshing taste, this big, flavorful, and complex brew has a subtle herbal hop character combined with the tropical fruit and spice notes of its special Belgian yeast.
I'm definitely getting the fruity taste.
One of our brewers' favorite places to experiment in the barrel room at our Boston brewery. It's here that each of our Samuel Adams Barrel Room Collection brews was born. As it kind of fades in my mouth, I get some of that oak barrel flavor. The little bit of bourbon, a little bourbon-y flavor, maybe.
Hmm.
Ooh, I got vanilla.
It's got like a salty,
yeah.
Salty kind of crab kind of taste.
No, I think that's the potato chips.
I know.
So 10% alcohol by volume, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're going to be hammered. So... it's got, it says, this food pairings with Sam Adams marinated shrimp, Sam Adams Boston Lager baked beans,
mm-hmm.
or paella, which didn't have any Sam Adams mixed in.
You mean paella?
Paella. So, not very bitter at all.
So, triple style. I don't know if West Mall was one of the first triples. The Wikipedia article could very well be apocryphal, but that's what they say. But they also use phraseology like triple is a term used in the Low Countries to describe a strong ale. Netherlands, modern day Netherlands and Belgium are the,
so the places that are going to flood when the caps melt.
Yes.
So is there something special you do to make it a triple when you're brewing it?
The term was notably used in 1956 by the Trappist Brewery at Westmall to name the rename the strongest beer in their range. So maybe it was. I don't know. But I don't see any specific mention of Westmall as being the preeminent in any of the other various web pages on beer talking about triple style.
So how does this? When did Sam Adams start trying to put together a triple? That's kind of interesting.
Back to last week's episode
when we were talking about Sam Adams.
Well, they had the triple Bock.
Yeah,
but
that
I
was
haven't
totally
seen a Belgian
different.
Style triple before. The name triple actually stems from the brewing process, in which brewers use up to three times the amount of malt than a standard Trappist Simple.
So that gives you the boozy.
Extra malty.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Which is kind of because doubles are dark color, triples are lighter in color again.
Woo!
Aroma and flavor run along complex, spicy, phenolic, powdery yeast, fruity esters, and a sweet finish.
Definitely has a sweet finish.
Comes both from the pale malts and the higher alcohol bitterness and the powdery yeast fruity. Wait.
I'm not getting any bitterness.
Might have lost my train of thought there.
That's from the high alcohol.
A little yeasty.
Are you getting yeast?
The lighter body comes from the yeast.
Are you getting like peppery from the yeast or no?
Yeah, I'm picking the pepper.
I'm not getting that.
Yeah, I picked the pepper.
Pick a pack of pepper?
Yeah.
The light body comes from the use of Belgian candy sugar, up to 25% sucrose.
Yeah.
Which not only lightens the body, but also adds complex alcoholic aromas and flavors.
Are you tasting the alcohol in there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely boozy.
Small amounts of spices are sometimes added as well.
Not getting spices on this one.
Triples are notoriously alcoholic, yet the best crafted ones hide this character quite evil and deceivingly.
Yes.
Making them sipping beers.
And I tell you what.
We're going to drink five of them.
Which
is less evil because it's not hiding it.
Right, it's like straight up. This one isn't hiding it. But compared to the Belgian session we had last week, this is the difference. Like, the Belgian session was
the
definitely
real deal.
Aqueous. There's no water in this at all.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back to last week.
No. Try a sip and compare it.
I can remember last week. I think there's a week old now.
Right.
I think it's flat by now.
So, what's next in our show? We have five bottles, so I don't know if we talk about beer.
Well, generally we do the beer experiences.
So I'll share a beer experience.
Yeah.
So I recently returned to a favorite brew pub in the D.C. area, Cap City.
Oh, yeah.
On H Street. So recently I went up to Cap City. Apparently I'm only a couple blocks away, but I've never made it out there. And so I got a flight, and then they had some specialty beers on tap. And they had this good rye IPA, which was really, really tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And, damn it, now I can't remember the name of the beer.
They had Pale Rider was their pale ale.
So Pale Rider was okay.
Fuel. They had Fuel. Did you have Fuel? I think that was theirs. It was like a dark.
Their porter is very good. They have an excellent porter.
Oh, yeah, the,
Their IPA is okay.
Prohibition Porter.
Prohibition Porter is fantastic. But they had some guest beers on tap, but they had this rye IPA that was really, really good. And then they had this blonde. Their Kolsch was good, too.
Yeah.
Well, their Kolsch was really good. So, I mean, overall, like, every beer I had was pretty good, except for the Amber. I don't want the
Amber Waves or something.
Yeah, it was not good. But it was a very good experience. Highly recommend it. Downtown DC, reasonably priced, especially for DC.
And
you get a flight.
Known for the quality free pretzels you get with your
meat. Oh, that's right. Yeah, they do
the
have
salt,
the pretzels
the
with
salt pretzels with the
wonderful horseradish mustard. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they brew actually at their Shirlington location or something. They don't brew in
that's
the city.
That's the one
anymore.
I used to go to.
Well, I used to go to that one, the one you're talking about, because my office used to be right over there by Chinatown area. right on top of Metro Center, right? All right. Next triple we're going to try is we're going to go right to West Mall, Trappist Ale, the triple.
Oh, we're not going to finish with the granddaddy, the archetype.
I want to have this
for
now. Yes. So we actually had this beer on episode 7 where we did another triple. Was I not supposed to bring this up?
It's okay.
What about?
We're completely aware of our past.
You already did a triple episode? And you're doing it again?
Yes, we're doing it, but with a different approach.
Whoa!
Ow!
That came down on my... Whoa!
That is a frothy head, baby.
What is the logic behind multiple triple episodes? Triple episodes.
Because...
Double triple.
It's a triple. We're actually going to do one every 70 episodes.
So I shot the cork up. It hit the ceiling and it came down right on my head.
So this is that's the double good. Triple.
This is the double triple. And then at issue, episode 140 or so, we'll do a third triple episode.
Whoa.
And we'll do a bunch of triples and the West Valley again. I sent you to bed, son.
So West Mall Brewery in Belgium. I believe. Trappist Monastery of Westmall. So they're an official, authentic Trappist product. This is 9.5% beer.
It's a Trappist monkery, correct?
And this would be, if you were going to look for the...
Epitome.
The epitome of a triple. This is it. Westmall's triple. I got it.
They did it first.
Tons of huge rocky big bubble head.
This is the
I got
epitome.
A ton of it. It popped out a little bit of the top when we were.
It's the epitome of excellence.
Popped it.
Actually, I must correct us.
Yep.
The episode we did, episode 7, was specifically Trappist.
Yes.
Not triples.
No, it wasn't. We did another one that was Trappist.
God damn it.
I've listened to it many times.
Episode 7 was called In Bruges.
In Bruges.
Where we did all Belgian-style beers. It was pretty early in our journey of beer tasting stuff. And
I do remember that was where the monkery came out, though.
This is a little cloudier than the last beer.
Yeah.
So how does the good old Belgian... Well, I gotta say the color, much lighter than the Sam Adams
yep.
bordering on orange... This is straight up yellow straw.
Yes.
Mm.
Very, very cloudy. But again, super rocky head.
What do you smell? I smell like the estery stuff. It doesn't smell great, actually. A little bit of socks and feet.
I'm not getting socks and feet. That just might be your breath.
That would be crab. Potato chips.
Yeah, but I'm getting
Old Bay.
On this one I'm getting the candy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Ooh.
Bananas.
Yeah.
And pepper.
Now I'm getting pepper. Oh, that's finishing like spicy.
It's finishing alcohol-y.
Are you not getting... Do you not get that pepper?
I get the pepper, yeah.
No,
I get
right
bananas,
now.
Peppers, and alcohol.
Ooh.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to... To get to the fifth one of these.
Yeah, I think it was a sap at 2.
Maybe we could do 3, and then we could do another triple episode with 3 more.
The triple episode that lasted over 2. I think that's probably a good idea. I think if we try to do 5.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of slurring.
We'll also probably waste a lot of these beers, because these are all bombers.
We could test the question. Is it interesting to listen to 3 drunk guys?
Yes.
Get progressively more incoherent as they drink beers and
really not be able to tell you that
really
much about
what it tastes
beers.
Like. Yeah.
Well, we're talking the color. A nice light straw. definitely getting... This one is a very yeast-heavy beverage.
Yeah.
Right? You're getting the play off the yeast. You're not getting as much of that candy. This is really fantastic. But that banana with the pepper, that is like such a good taste. And you've heard mentioned that we are trying the local Mid-Atlantic Utz brand potato chip with Old Bay flavors. It's a good combo.
It's, yeah, well paired.
Does the Trappist website have the Westmall pairs well with Utz crab chips?
I don't think so.
No?
People say the Trappists are fans of Admiral Akbar.
It's a trap.
That's terrible. So the guy who did the voice.
It's a Trappist. It's a Trappist.
That guy just passed away. He was like in his 90s.
Hey, Mike, what kind of beer is this? It's a Trappist.
So, your answer to your earlier query, no. No, people are not going to enjoy as we descend into slightly intoxicated ramblings about Admiral Akbar.
It's a trap. It's it says it right here above the label. It's a triple.
Look how funny they think they are.
It's a triple Trappist. All right, guys. I got a good article to go with, somewhat go with the theme of this. Belgium. Interesting. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read the whole article because I didn't read it ahead of time and prepare.
Okay.
This is from the Seattle Times. Also, I need to kill time a little bit.
You can edit the article later if it's too long.
Yeah.
Like with the edits, you can cut out like shit, fuck, all that kind of stuff.
All right. From the Seattle Times, crowdfunded beer pipeline to protect medieval city of Bruges.
Bruges. This is that where West Mall is?
I don't know.
I'll look that up while you read your article.
This is actually an AP article, so I saw it on a number of different
AP is brief.
The idea may have seemed mad, but after all, the beer is called the Madame of Bruges, or Brugesot in Dutch. With the help of crowdfunding efforts among some 400 Madman fans, the dream of building a beer pipeline through the Belgian city of Bruges is becoming real. You have to be a bit crazy, like the beer, to do such a project. I just had the money for that, and I liked it, so I went crazy and I gave the money to the brewery, said restaurant owner Philippe Leloup, who poured $11,000 into the pipeline.
A beer pipeline?
Let's hear some more. Brewer Xavier Vanesse got the idea 4 years ago to pump beer from his Bruges brewery to a bottling plant outside of town in a pipeline instead of had it being hundreds of trucks blighting the cobblestone streets of the UNESCO-protected medieval city. What at first seemed like an outrageous dream began to seem possible when Vanesse started talking to local beer enthusiasts. Jokes were coming fast with people saying, we're willing to invest as long as we can have a tapping point in the pipeline. Funny. That gave us the idea to crowdfund the project. Well, there you go. Good crowdfunding for this stuff. All right. Thanks to Loop and others, he's now staring at the end of the pipeline, which beginning in the fall will start pumping some 4,000 liters, that's in Americanese, 1,060 gallons. Of beer an hour toward the bottling plant 2 miles away in an industrial zone. That is a lot of beer, more than you can drink in a lifetime, said the owner of, well, you know, listen to who you're talking to. said the owner of De Halman Brewery, which in addition to Brugesot is also famous for its Strafhendrik beer brand. Setting the pipeline along the street where customers could siphon off their favorite suds was too utopian even for Vanesse. But he came up with the next big thing, IOUs with a lifetime drinking guarantee. We have several formulas, bronze, silver, and gold, he said. If you put in $8,350, that's 7,500 euros, you will receive, for the rest of your days, every day, one bottle of their beer, Brugesot.
Wow.
Should be a lower price if you're older.
For many, that offer was hard to refuse. About 10% of the total 4 million euro investment for the pipeline had been financed through crowdfunding, with it became a popular surge of support that has stood Vanest in good stead. Blah, blah, blah.
So end of the day, the article said what? I tuned out a while ago. They're building a pipeline of beer so they can avoid driving through the rickety streets.
There's a brewery in Bruges that apparently doesn't have the bottling line in the brewery. So they would brew the beer there, truck it all out, bottle it outside of the town in an industrial area. Why they don't move the brewery to the industrial area? You know, let's skip that, guys. It's important that it remains in the UNESCO-protected town of Bruges.
And this is all in Belgium, right?
Yes, in the country of Belgium.
Belgium.
As Americans call it. And other people that...
Mussels. Good mussels.
So do we have any final thoughts about our Trappist Ale?
Westmall? I'm having a hard time drinking all of these 10% beers, to be honest.
Well, you're having a hard time because you don't like it?
No, I love it. But... I'm drunk.
I'm having a hard time producing finely nuanced commentary about it. Maybe we could do like kind of binary beer reviews. Like instead of
like
kind of
yes, all, no, good, bad,
yes,
gold, orange.
Precisely. No, the middle one.
It's good, like bad?
Yeah. Instead of all the commentary and, you know, this, you know, pepper, banana, whatever, you'd just be like.
Be very short.
It's good.
Right.
It's really good. No, it's not that good. We could do like the binary beer reviews.
Binary beer review. Quick. Westfall, Trappist Ale, triple. All
right. Hold on. I'm going to drink it.
Really? We have to wait that long for a good or no good?
It's pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Chris?
Yeah. I would drink more. In fact, I'm going to.
We're going off the binary with a pretty good versus
it's good.
Versus good. We've got a sliding scale, though, that's off binary.
Correct.
Is that
more
acceptable,
like the,
though?
Yes.
It's a biological
it's,
binary
it's
where you can get...
trinary.
You know.
Trinary? Try anything?
Yeah.
I'm trisexual. I'll try anything. I find it enjoyable. I like the banana-y sweetness. I like the way the yeast play with that flavor. I like the rocky head. I like the peppery finish. And despite the comedy earlier, it really does go well with that savory kind of food pairing with this sweet and boozy flavor. Fantastic beverage.
All right, I'm going to make an executive decision for this episode. We're not going to do 5 triples.
We're going to do
triple triples.
3 triples.
3 triples. And the next one I choose, just because I like the name of this brewery, Licking Hole Creek. Craft Brewery, Virginia's Farm Brewery. I think I got this.
Reminds me of None of Your Business.
I went to, what's that, Total Wine?
Total place? Wine, yeah.
When
yeah.
I was near McLean the same day, I went to.
David Trone's.
Yeah.
Who's
failed.
David Trone?
He ran for Congress.
He did.
He lost with all of his David Trone money.
Yeah. And so. Wait, is that the guy that was the Montgomery County guy that
yeah.
like with kids and I coached baseball and
yeah, we ran a lot of ads, signs everywhere, a lot of money. Didn't win.
He didn't win?
No. But I like his wine and beer store.
Yes.
And so this one is.
Who do you run against?
Jimmy Raskin.
That guy has really bad hair.
Yeah.
I am politically ignorant.
I know nothing, but even
most,
I saw the ads for
liberal,
that stuff.
The most liberal guy won.
The most liberal guy won? Am I going high?
Moco, baby.
All right. This did not have a cork. This just had a pop cap. This is a farmhouse brewery out there in Virginia somewhere. We'll find out.
3 Chopped Triple Ale, Licking Hole Creek, Virginia's Farm Brewery. So how does this compare to, what is that, Milk Stout Head?
Kind of a similar vibe, it looks like, from their Is that picture? Do you think the brewery? That looks cool.
It does look cool.
That's their brewery. I'm going there.
All right, a little cloudy.
Yeah, big bubbles in the head. Another big old rocky head. You can dip your finger in and it stands up.
This one looks almost identical to the Westfalia with the... Well, no, it's a little bit more towards orange. It's very hazy, golden, giant, creamy, rocky, frothy head. Not getting a bouquet yet.
Woo!
This one smells like it's going to be another sweet one.
I don't get too much on the nose. You guys?
I'm getting a little bit of floral.
Yeah, okay.
That's it.
I could go with that.
Oh my gosh.
Interesting.
Sweet.
Okay, that is cloyingly sweet.
It's very sweet.
That is like,
honey?
But then
where's the sweetness coming
honey,
from?
Honey? Yeah, yeah.
Like a honey sweet.
Like honeysuckle.
That dude is flying.
Almost like honeysuckle.
It's really sweet, but it has a bitter, bitter finish. But I'm not getting any of that yeasty, peppery thing going on.
Floral, sweet kind of taste.
They are located in Goochland, Virginia.
Oh,
another
Goochland,
good name.
Sure. Home to the Gooches.
But that is really sweet.
Someone needs to look up this brewery because they don't say anything about the beer. They say stuff about the brewery, but...
All right, what's it called?
Licking Hole.
Keep thinking.
The brewery. Nice people who love
their kids. Licking Hole Creek.
Beer stinks.
Hold on. I'm just Googling Licking Hole and Licking Hole Creek Redneck Wedding fifth one. Licking Hole Creek Supreme Leader is the second one. So I'm going to go pick that one instead of looking up the beer. Oh, it is a beer though. Okay.
Oh, so sorry.
Supreme Leader and Great Commander, 4216, Licking Hole Creek Craft.
So, geography-wise, Licking Hole Creek Brewery is kind of northwest of Richmond, Virginia. That's where they're all located.
So,
Richmond, the capital of Virginia, yeah?
Our good friend John Dean believes anything south of 495 in Virginia is not worth it. Like inclusive of every state south of Florida.
Yeah, I don't really like crossing the river, really, the Potomac. Yeah. I try not to. I have to on occasion.
I meant the James. The Potomac you don't cross.
Try not to, no.
I think they're a good thing.
I'm with
south.
You.
I think you can...
No, I don't even like crossing the Potomac.
Hey, Mike.
What is this one called?
Their triple.
No, Hotlanta was not worth crossing the Potomac.
New Orleans.
Yeah, again, have you really been to New Orleans?
Yes, I
have. You smelled New Orleans?
Yes, I smelled
New Orleans. What does New Orleans smell like?
New York, I smelled New Orleans. Not so different.
Alright, New Orleans is always a sweltering armpit and smells like vomit and piss. Right,
there's a lot of fantastic
derailing from
there.
The show here.
I don't know.
All right, guys.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to read a little bit about the brewery while you look up this particular beer, their triple.
Triple, that's what I'm looking at.
Three Chopped Tropped Triple. The Three Chopped name comes from a nearby colonial-era trail marked by three hatchet marks on a tree. Our triple is a non-stop hop version of a European classic. We use American-grown, Sterling, and New Zealand-grown Motoko hops that help impart a lemon and lime characteristic with a hint of tropical fruit. Multiple hop additions throughout the boil create a texture of full flavor. So I lied. That was about the beer, actually.
Their beer
is unfiltered and bottle conditioned. Here's a little bit about Licking Hole Creek. Is a farm brewery producing hops, barley, and beer on 221 acres in the heart of Virginia. Licking Hole Creek is a water-conscious brewery. We brew with well water drawn from the deep. Our wastewater is purified on site and returned clean to the Licking Hole Creek watershed. Our name pays homage to Little Licking Hole Creek, which runs through the farm's rolling hills. Since pre-colonial times, creek has been known as the Licking Hole Creek, where wildlife stopped to lick from the hole. to drink from the nourishing waters. May the tradition continue.
Well, they got a chai tea Virginia Black Bear beer.
They look like they're a big establishment out there. It looks cool.
It's a giant building. They got hop fields out there.
Yeah. I'd like to go there and check the place out. Next time I go down to Richmond area.
I can see the Goochlin Quad. Ooh. I can't find their triple, though.
I get some raisins now as it's warming up a little bit.
They have a Magic Beaver.
What did we say?
The Belgian-style pale ale. I think they're playing on the euphemisms of the names in the area. I'm just
so the licking hole is near the Magic Beaver.
The licking hole is near the Magic Beaver.
The Magic Beaver is from Licking Hole.
They have a playground.
Oh, there we go.
At their place. I don't, kids too, guys.
I don't mean to make so many jokes. You know, I need like a rim shot to kind of.
I found our three chop though. 9.3 ABV, 39 IBU.
You can taste the alcohol on there.
Yeah, on all these triples, you can taste the alcohol. I'm
taking slight hints of cough medicine.
I get like a raisin, very raisiny flavor now.
Like green raisins.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
Cause there is a little bit of cloyingness to it.
It is really
sweet. No, it's super sweet, man. I'm not getting any raisins though.
No, it's like green raisins.
So, quick question.
My body's pushing back on these high alcohol beers a little bit.
Yeah, it's like, stop.
No.
Consuming them. But, New Zealand, is that the negative 48th parallel?
Yes.
Yeah?
Alright.
So, any final thoughts of this beer before we wrap it up on this one? Like, we've now got into the labor of like, I just can't even. My entire perspective has slowed with three different triples. There's a big thick haze.
The triple episode is rough.
It is rough. It's like we're all running in amber sap.
We may have to portion these out instead. Yes. Take a different approach with the triples.
Trying to divide it between three people, not working.
Yeah, I mean, we were
like the idea.
Like, you know, Brian's here. We've got someone else to absorb it. We should drink these big bottles, but
sure.
We're only halfway through. Each of these big bottles.
And we tried to insert some effervescence with some youth.
Yeah.
that wasn't consuming it, but that didn't work either because, you know, this is the frustration.
The youth was mocking one of the elderly people.
Call me a big drunk, I believe is what it was.
I cannot believe that. I can't believe it.
He really knows you.
So the...
All right, so
the one thing I'm not happy about with the media and press on this last beer that we're drinking, in the picture on their website, they have hop pellets instead of hop. But yet in their field, they're showing scenes of like fresh hops.
Well, that must be the New Zealand hops.
But yeah, why are they just like little
they're not all
pellets
from their place.
All right, fair enough. But it's like that this is From a sexy picture of beer, seeing a bunch of hop pellets underneath the beer just doesn't do it.
But they have cornhole. It's just the theme is cornhole is everywhere apparently.
Cornhole.
They have
all I can think about is Beavis and Butthead.
They have a playground,
tailgating game of cornhole.
All right, so the three beers that we made it through tonight.
East or northwest of Richmond?
Northwest.
You know, I was recently not too far from there in Del Plaine. And this reminds me of like the Del Plaine Strawberry Festival and like a nice bluegrass band. And the only thing that was missing was like some triple to get bombed with.
Well,
I really could have enjoyed that.
Pop down to Goochland
next
time in the area and check out Licking Hole Creek. Why is that? Why do they have that name, guys?
Yeah.
All right, the three beers we had were Samuel Adams New World. That's their triple with notes of spice and tropical fruit.
Yeah.
West Mall's classic Trappist Ale Triple from Belgium. And from Virginia, just south of us, across the Potomac, is Licking Hole Creek's Three Chopped Triple Ale. Mike, what did you think of these? Is there one that was your favorite?
So, I gotta say, one, the things with triple, as they warm up, their profile changes.
Yeah, definitely.
So triples as a beer, fantastic beer. As a podcast,
vertical,
not a
good
idea. Doesn't
really work.
This is a much better, like, just savor a nice big bottle of this with your friends.
Agree.
Enjoy it. Maybe have some cigars or whatever it is. But this is well worth a enjoyment thing, not a try to plow through thing.
Yeah.
With that said, I went back and sampled all of them. And I got to say, the West Mall, being the epitome, it is the best. It has that great balance. Now, one of the things you talked about earlier was about how some of them were devilish and they hide the booziness. You know, I think the closest one to hiding it was the Westfall. Like, it was just a nice, smooth balance of flavors with the hops and the, you know, you got the banana with the pepper and you didn't really catch the booze so much. The New World, you got the booze up front, but you got the vanilla notes and stuff like that. And then the last one was just all sweet. However, as the last one warms up, it is improving.
Yeah.
So, all that being said, I was a big fan of the Westfall.
I liked the banana that, you know, you initially get from the West Mall. But I'm gonna go
Did
with
I say Westfall. I meant West Mall.
I'm gonna go with our local guys. I'm gonna go with Licking Old Creek. This I really like it as it's warming up. The kind of raisiny flavor, but I would much rather take a bottle of this,
one,
you know, work through a bottle with maybe a couple other people.
Yep.
Three in a row of triples. We did it before. We did four of them, I think, just you and I. Maybe.
We were younger.
Yeah.
Several weeks.
It was 4 or 5 years ago when we did that. So, but yeah, I'll go with Looking Old Creek's three chopped triple.
I think for my favorite, I'm gonna go Admiral Akbar on this and say
you're trapped.
It's a Trappist.
It's a Trappist.
No, I like the West Mall. I like the banana and pepper kind of flavor to it. And I think as the Licking Hole Creek warms up a little more, I mean, to me, it's too sweet to have a lot. I don't want to, I mean, it's not making me want to drink a lot of that. The sweetness comes
on. It's almost like an aperitif, right?
Yeah. It is pushing back a little bit.
The sweetness comes on real strong.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I'm not going to finish it, but my favorite
is
the
finish
Mall.
It. All right, let's close this one out.
Oh, right, that's me. Delayed reaction as we are in an amber of triple. Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 74. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.com.
You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at CNBC Podcast, youtube.com/CNBC Podcast, and facebook.com/CNBC Podcast.
So how annoying is it to hear us constantly munching on these crab-flavored Utz potato chips throughout this episode?
I'm going to see how that plays out.
Because I know how you feel about bodily functions during things, and like all the chewing, I'm sure it's going to be a little bit loud. But
we had to offset the triples somehow, guys.
Right. We needed to get that food pairing instantaneously. So it's time for the beer quote?
Yep.
Spilling a full beer you paid for is the adult equivalent of letting go of a balloon.
I like that.
Who would ever do that?
Cheers. Cheers. Drink great beer. Like this triple. All of them were good. 3 for 3. Was that a Chewbacca imitation? Yes. Do it again. If you wanna drink on Mr. Belvedere, run this rap game like a brigadier. I got kicks on the 1, 7, and 11, snares on the 5 and 13, rhymes all the time, and that's the giving. Well, hot. And it's like, you're big drunk, Dad.